Hi, how are you? It is 5:59. We're a minute early today. And it's really cold outside. 7 below right now. However, there is no wind chill. So that's the good news.
It's supposed to warm up today, right?
A little bit, yeah. We'll top out around 17.
Temps
will start climbing later on this afternoon. So, yeah, it'll be better than it was yesterday. This morning is probably going to be a little worse than it was yesterday. But later on in the day, it'll be better.
Lovely.
So, yeah. There are some late starts and whatnot this morning. I had not seen anyone closed.
I didn't know anybody of any.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But anyway, we will get to those coming up here in just a little bit. Yesterday, I'm watching the news, and I see Beyonce on there. And it's like she's holding a mic that says NFL on it. I'm like, ooh, press conference yesterday. And I turned up the volume right as they started playing the, you know, the anchor stopped talking and they started playing the audio that was on the video. And she goes, could everyone stand up, please? And then she proceeded to, in the most respectful way possible, give every member of the media a big fat middle finger.
Nice.
Here it is.
And the whole. Thank you guys so much. Any questions?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was pretty awesome.
Nice.
Now, I still really wish she had just bucked up and sang at the inauguration. You know, I know. Didn't have time to rehearse with the band, blah, blah, blah. And she admitted it as much, you know. But she wanted it to be about the inauguration and not about her. So she wanted to make sure it was right. At least that it sounded right.
See, that's still cool.
Well, okay.
I think you can back off Beyonce now.
Well, it's not like I said she couldn't sing.
Oh, she can sing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I never said she could not sing. But I did question her professionality.
See, I don't think so. I think in that cold of weather and stuff, I think she did the right
thing.
That
had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
The cold weather had nothing to do with it. Kelly Clarkson could sing in the cold.
And not having a chance to practice.
And plus, one of the two has been on tour lately, and it wasn't Beyonce. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But I love the middle finger she gave back.
Yeah.
It could not have been done more perfectly.
That was a really good idea.
Any questions? I mean, and she did say, that was just part of the anthem. She sang the whole thing.
I bet you she
and crushed it.
Like waiting the whole time, like, I can't wait to say any questions afterwards. Because that would have been me. I would have been like, I can't wait to say that afterwards. Ha 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 ha.
And then you would have screwed up the anthem. Because you're thinking about, I can't wait to.
I might have.
Yeah.
I'll probably mess up the words or something like that.
Yeah. So anyway, she is going to be singing live at the halftime show.
Good.
She will not be lip syncing.
Really,
at the
halftime
show.
Only reason why I want to watch the Super Bowl, honestly, is for Beyonce. Why are you shaking your head at me?
I probably won't even see it.
The halftime show?
No, I'll be getting food and beverage. That's like commercial time. That's time to go do other things.
Yeah.
I'll be in front of the TV when they're actually playing football. Okay. I won't probably. I mean, I'll watch
it. If there was a team that I wanted to watch playing in the Super Bowl.
What team other than the Vikings would you want to watch?
None.
Okay.
So I don't usually watch
the
Super Bowl.
But it's the Super Bowl.
So? If I had to pick a team, though, I'd pick the 49ers. That's who I'm going to pick.
That's your pick?
Yep.
I have no idea who to pick. If I had money on it, I would have no idea.
That's my pick, is the 49ers. And only because I have some friends that really like the 49ers. So that's the only reason why. I have no other reason.
I love to watch Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the Niners, throw a hissy fit. It's really fun to watch. He did it when the Vikings beat him this year. And he did it again in the NFC Championship 2 weeks ago. That was an epic hissy fit. He was just, you know, throwing his headset down. Nah, 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 nah.
Do you think he does it on purpose now?
No, I think he just has a temper. And,
okay.
And he can tell you where to put your hands on the center's behind.
Yes, he
to receive
can.
A snap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that knuckle right on the, yeah. So yesterday we were talking about the pastor and the tip and all this, that, and the other thing.
Yes.
Well, there has been some news there.
Ah.
The receipt that was posted on Reddit, it went viral, it exploded. Well, the waitress from St. Louis, she posted that online, and the pastor signed it, had crossed out automatic 18% for large parties, blah, 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 replaced it with a zero and wrote, quote, I give God 10%, why do you get 18? Then, the restaurant wasn't Applebee's. The pastor, 37-year-old Aloysius Bell, who's actually a woman, she leads the Truth in Word Deliverance Ministries, which is a small 15-member church in St. Louis. She says she does have another full-time job and does tithe 10%. And she has apologized. Quote, it was a lapse in my character and judgment. My heart is really broken. I brought embarrassment to my church and ministry. She also says she left $6 in cash on the table, which covered the 18% tip on her bill of $34.93. She wrote the zero on the receipt where it said additional tip under the automatic 18, which the restaurant charged her card anyway. So, if you believe that she left the $6 on the table, she was over tipping. The waitress, on the other hand, who posted the receipt, turned out to be a woman named Chelsea Welch. And although she's not the waitress who actually waited on the pastor, according to an Applebee's spokesman, Chelsea has been fired.
What?
She says, or Chelsea says she posted it as a, quote, lighthearted joke. Except she forgot to take off Aloysius' signature. So Applebee's has apologized to her for violating her right to privacy. I didn't realize there was a client Applebee's privacy thing.
I didn't either.
Privilege, I guess. Well, a credit card receipt, you know.
Yeah, but it didn't put any numbers on it.
Yeah. Anyway, Chelsea says she's surprised she got fired because there was nothing in the employee handbook about publishing receipts online. And quote, if this person wrote the note, obviously they wanted it to be seen.
She has a very good point.
Yep. So you're already on the bandwagon of, that was wrong, they shouldn't have fired her.
I don't really think they should have fired her. Nobody was looking down upon Applebee's in this whole situation.
No, but do you really want people running amok publishing receipts on Reddit?
Well, I've already seen different receipts that have been published.
I know, but
like where the server wrote fat lady sitting at table two or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there has already been those type of
but
things.
Haven't some of those people been fired too?
I would assume they would be. I mean, that's a whole different story.
Why should you be allowed to publish a receipt on Reddit?
Why not?
Well, because
what's your reasoning for not?
Why is a business transaction between a business and another person public? Why is there big public right to know?
I think since it was wrote to that server, she would have a right.
She was not the server.
Yeah, I don't know why the other girl did it, but it should have been the server that actually
received it. She wanted internet attention.
Could be, but I mean, if there's no policy in their handbook saying that you can't do it.
Well, there's no policy in the handbook that says I can't set my hair on fire.
Right.
But I'm guessing if I did, I might get in trouble. At least if I did it here in the building.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, they do have discretion to deal with things however they would like. It is their business. But I really don't have a problem with, I mean, put yourself in their shoes. You got a server.
But they weren't getting bad publicity.
Posting receipts of customers on the internet.
Why are you so anti the server?
I'm not anti the server. I just don't have a problem with them firing her.
Oh. The whole time you've been on the pastor's side, and she had said herself that she was wrong for what she did.
No. I said that the gratuity system is busted. I never said I was necessarily... No, I didn't say I was on her side. I said I saw where she was coming from. I thought it was a little cheesy. And it was not an apples-apples comparison either.
No, it wasn't.
But You know, tithing is 10% of your income, not 10% of a check.
Right.
But I don't really have a problem with them firing. I never thought she was going to get fired in the first place.
I don't think she should have been fired.
But I don't really have a problem with her getting fired, because if I owned a restaurant, I would want to send a message that, yeah, I don't care what's on the receipt, don't put it on the internet. That's not yours to do that with.
It was a note wrote to her, kind of was. It was a note wrote, but I wish it would have been the actual server that posted it.
Even if it was the actual server, I still wouldn't have a problem with them firing her.
It's a note wrote to her. It was a specific note wrote to that server.
Yeah, but she also allowed the name to be on the receipt.
That part was probably a mistake. But yeah. She wasn't showing anything like any credit card numbers or anything like that.
I can't remember. Was Applebee's on the receipt?
I don't think so. I'd have to look at it again.
But anyway, yeah, I don't have a problem with the firing, but yeah, whatever. We got news on the way, plus one of the funniest stories I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
The types of car accidents men and women have.
Oh, no.
This is terribly funny.
Mm-mm.
Got that coming up in about a half hour. Hang on. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. Andy and Mel. 622. 17 the high today. It's 7 below right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
When your sarcasm is so far advanced, people think you're being polite.
That'd be plus.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
My sarcasm isn't that far advanced yet.
It will be.
It's at the point where people think I'm serious, but not that they think I'm being polite yet. It is February 1st, and today is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Harry Styles is 19 today.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Member of One Direction, who is next in line to have a angry Taylor Swift breakup song written in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever It'll you happen. Do, don't date him, ladies. You'll have angry 12-year-olds threatening to kill you.
You will. It's true.
Rachel Lefevre is 34 today. She's one of the bad vampires, Victoria, on Twilight.
Ah.
Big Boy is 38 today. He's the heavier half of Outkast. Pauly Shore... is 45 today.
Awesome, buddy.
Kind of over, though, isn't he?
No, I still like him.
Yeah, of course you do.
I just watched, what's that movie he's in with Brendan Fraser? No, Brendan Fraser.
Oh, Encino Man.
Encino Man the other day.
That one was, okay.
We's in the juice.
Yeah, okay, stop. Lisa Marie Presley is 45 today. Garrett Morris is 76. Who? Garrett Morris. He is on Two Broke Girls.
Oh, which one is he?
He's the cashier.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, I love that show.
Rick James would have been 65 today. Brandon Lee was born on this day, 1965. He was shot with a faulty prop gun and killed making The Crow, which is a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Clark Gable was born on this day, 1901. He would be 112 years old today. Today, also not the greatest day I've ever known, because on this day in 1884, Sir James Murray... published the first Oxford English Dictionary in Scotland. He went through over 2.5 million handwritten notes he had collected over 20 years and put it together. That's a guy with time on his hands. Bet he didn't have wife or kids. 1887, one Harry Harvey Wilcox subdivided 120 acres of land that he owned in Southern California and started selling it off as real estate. His wife called it Hollywood. And that's, you know what the Hollywood sign was?
What?
It was an advertisement for a housing development.
Oh. Huh.
Had nothing to do with movies and celebrities and stuff.
Weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The first auto insurance policy was issued on this day in 1898 by Travelers Insurance in Connecticut to a Dr. Truman Martin of Buffalo. He paid $11 for $5,000 in coverage.
Hmm.
Yeah. 1933, Skippy Peanut Butter was introduced.
Yummy.
1982, Late Night with David Letterman premiered on NBC. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because on this day, in 2004, Janet Jackson performed with Justin Timberlake during the halftime at Super Bowl 38, where he tore her top off, exposing her bejeweled right nipple. and set the freedom of speech movement back 50 years. Thank you, Janet and Justin. And that is why today, February 1st, is... Dirt.
Since everybody cares what Tatiana Ali has been up to, I've got a story about her and Drake coming up in the dirt.
New music. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 6:39. We've got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Cora coming up 9 o'clock this morning. Do not miss that. That is always a lot of fun.
Our favorite part of Friday.
Canadians love watching the Super Bowl, believe it or not.
They do.
But they hate the Super Bowl at the same time.
Why?
They don't get to see the commercials we talk about.
They don't?
No. They get Canadian commercials instead. So their two main options for finding the U.S. version of the broadcast is to find an illegal stream online somewhere or get as close to the border as they can to try and pick up an American station broadcasting CBS.
Wow.
That's their only options.
They have to get one from North Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota or Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, Michigan, the Youpers.
Hey.
Maybe they got a tower up there with the Youpers.
The Youpers.
Yeah.
That's fun to say.
Haven't you heard that before?
No.
Upper Michigan, the Upper Peninsula.
Oh.
That's what the Youpers are.
Okay.
You know, UP, Upper Peninsula. Hey. There was actually a Joe Mauer Sports Center commercial on ESPN where the Sports Center guy's like asking Joe Mauer all these dumb questions about, you know, oh, you got the Youpers, right? And Mauer's like, no, that's Michigan. Upper Peninsula, UP, Youpers. I can't remember what the other one was. And then he goes, so you ever meet Prince? Mauer's just like, no.
You would think that he'd meet Prince, though.
You would think somewhere along the line he's met him.
Yeah.
Anyway, according to data released by a British insurance company called Diamond Car Insurance, men are more likely than women to get in large, dangerous car accidents. Women, on the other hand, are more likely to hit things that are not moving. Here really? Are the five accidents men are more likely to have. Hitting a pedestrian is number one.
Awful.
Head-on collision is number two. Multi-car accident was number three. Hit a guardrail, four. And drive off the road down an embankment, five.
That was men?
Men, yes.
And they're hitting a guardrail? That's not moving.
And off the road down an embankment, yeah. The five accidents women are most likely to have. Hit a parked car. Back into another car. Get into an accident in the parking lot. Are you starting to understand why I'm giggling?
Yeah, but those are such minor accidents compared to the ones that men get into.
Crash on a side street and crash while pulling out of a parking spot onto the road.
They're just not paying attention is what that sounds like. And you guys are reckless.
Oh, what's up, girlfriend? Oh, I just leaving the mall. Yeah, crunch.
And you guys are reckless and hurt people when you drive.
But at least we make it out of the parking lot.
But not anywhere else. Not anywhere else.
It didn't say who has more accidents.
Okay.
It just said these are the accidents that are more likely to have had. I will also say that this is from a British insurance company.
British.
So
it doesn't count.
Well, it still counts.
Just over in Britain.
But, I mean, of your friends that have been in car accidents, people you know, yourself?
Long time ago. Like when I lived in Georgia, I did back into a pole at a gas station.
I backed into a pole that was protecting a fire hydrant after I got my car worked on. I was so mad. But I couldn't see it because I looked behind me. I knew there was nothing behind me.
Right.
But as I was backing, it was a really tight parking lot. And as I started turning, that's when it came in. Well, about the time I would have seen it, I was looking the other way over my right shoulder instead of my left.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd been looking over my left shoulder, I would have seen it. But I looked the wrong way because I was trying to see if anyone was trying to come down the aisle.
Mine was similar.
And I hit it at about a mile an hour going backwards, so it just left a little paint on my bumper. That was
I had a little
it.
Bit of a crunch in there because it was cement, but I didn't see it because I was driving a truck at the time, and it was, you know how like most places have like an angle for their...
Oh, I hate the ones that are not an angle.
They were not an angle, and it pretty much threw me off, and I couldn't see it, and I backed right into it.
There was something I saw in Denver when we were there for my buddy's wedding a couple of years ago. At I can't remember what store it was, but it was genius. And I wish more large malls, big box stores, anything with a big parking lot, I wish would do this. They had a sidewalk in the middle of where the cars park.
Oh.
So you get out of your car, you walk to the front of your car, and you walk safely down the aisle where you're not in the way of traffic. Nice, big, wide sidewalk, wide enough for two cars, you know, about the width of a grocery store aisle. So you could walk down there, and you're not in the way of cars trying to park.
That is an amazing idea.
Isn't it so obvious?
It is.
I mean, I don't know why they don't do it more, because most of these giant parking lots are never more than half full, except around Christmas time.
That is just a crazy good idea.
And how many...
Or Saturdays. Saturdays, it gets pretty
some
busy.
Saturdays, yeah, but when is the parking lot completely full? You know, I mean, the mall is the only place in town where you couldn't really up and do that.
Gosh, that's where I'd like it at.
But that's where you'd like it the most. Yeah. I mean,
especially like with, when you have a stroller with the kids.
Yeah.
Think about walking with the kids in and out. You don't have to be in the middle of the street.
And how many times have you been trying to park and there's some Yahoo walking right down the middle of the...
And you're stuck behind them. And you're like,
and
really?
You're like,
really?
And you're debating with yourself, do I honk my horn or not?
Exactly. Like, all right, do I want to be that jerk person that... honks it, but they are in my way, and they won't move. Like, they're oblivious to the fact that I'm right behind them.
I was with a buddy one time when I lived out in Rapid, and he got up behind this woman who was walking down the middle. She should not have been there, no matter what, but he honked at her.
She got mad?
No, she didn't react at all.
Oh.
Didn't react at all. And then... as she got over to her vehicle, whoever she was with was walking down a different aisle for whatever reason. And they started signing back and forth at each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's not going to hear that.
No.
But she still shouldn't have been in the middle.
No, she shouldn't have been. But I was teasing him that he was a horrible person because he was honking at a deaf person.
That's not... he didn't know.
Oh, I know. But it's still funny to rail him about after the fact. Anyway... we've been eating wings wrong our whole lives. The
How?
Correct way to eat what? Wings next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 654, 7 below right now. Brr. But hey, no wind. And it's going to be 17 today, so not so bad. Apparently, we have been eating chicken wings wrong our entire lives.
How is that possible?
Well, not the drumstick ones.
Okay.
There's the pretty part. Much not a wrong way to eat those.
The wing part.
The wing one, yeah. The two bone.
Okay.
Chicken wings.
All right.
Basically,
how are we supposed to?
What you, if they're cooked properly, what you should be able to do, and there's a video out of this, I'll post it up on the website here shortly. There's a technique you first find the little bone that's kind of sticking out a little bit and split them and then just kind of twist it and pull it out. Then do the same thing with the other one.
Okay.
And that's all you got to do. And you got 100% meat.
Hmm.
Now, there's a little bit of cartilage in there and stuff, but that's all edible and just fine. But yeah, so you work out the first bone and then you work out the second one. And I was kind of doing that, but I wasn't doing it right away.
It seems messy.
How is eating wings not messy?
Well, that's true.
How can you eat wings and not
get... It seems like it's more messy.
Because what I would usually do is kind of like scrape the meat off the bones with my teeth.
Yeah.
As much as possible. Yeah. Then I would separate the bones and get the rest.
Yeah, me too.
Is basically how I did it.
So you're supposed to try to do the
bones
out first.
Remove the bones first, then attack the meat.
Hmm.
And it actually makes a lot of sense when you watch the video.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of strange, but...
weird.
Yeah, the drumstick, there's really only one way to eat those.
Yeah.
You just eat everything around it.
Speaking of chicken... we have some Sneaky's chicken certificates to give away.
We don't have time.
Yes, we do.
No,
Press button one, Andy.
I forgot about that.
Press button one.
I forgot about that.
Press it.
Yeah, this is what I recorded yesterday. If I told Mel, your entire job tomorrow is to remind me to give stuff away. Even if I don't want to give it away at the time you tell me, I still have to give it away. This is a recording to remind me that I actually said this. Okay, fine.
See? Give it away.
Caller 10, 361-5557. You win.
hot1047.com.